So whichever way we're coming at this practice, the question of how do I know if I'm there yet? How do I know when I'm doing it right? Is a question that you can pretty much leave aside. You don't really need to engage that question. Meaning it's not, most of the time, it's not a helpful question in meditation, and in this meditation particularly. Which I know is challenging. He's like, well, you're giving me a technique and I'm trying to do it. And how do I know if I'm doing it or just wasting my time or spinning my wheels? So let me say broadly, and this would apply to this practice and probably to most of the practices we would do. I would say, because see, I'm trying to, you know, there's a paradox in spiritual teaching and in spiritual practice, which is that any fixation on a specific goal, you know, I'm trying to have a certain experience, or I'm trying to be in a certain state of consciousness, or I'm trying to hold my attention in a certain place. Any fixation on a specific goal is going to fall. As long as we're fixated in that way, we're going to fall short of the goalless goal, you know, that which transcends anything we can fixate on, that which is beyond anything your mind will be able to grasp or hold on to or even know. So on the one hand, I'm trying to really point us beyond that and say, don't worry about, am I doing it right or not, or is this it, or how will I know when I'm there? You know, you just, the point with the practice and with this awareness practice is you keep exploring it. It's an exploration of awareness. It's an exploration of consciousness. So, you know, we're working to remove our fixation on the objects in consciousness, meaning the thoughts, the feelings, the sensations, the world, where our attention normally always goes. And so we're working to, let's unglue awareness from the objects that arise within it. Let's unglue you from your identification with and attachment to the things that are going through your mind, the feelings that you're feeling, the sensations swirling in your psyche. Let's free awareness from that. Let's free you from that. So you can discover the spacious expanse that you are. You can discover the infinite depth that you are. Because your attention's not just focused on the little things happening on the surface. It's now free to discover depth. So that's the point of this practice. And that's something that you were just exploring, and there isn't a there in the way there is with most goals you're trying to achieve in life. There's not a, okay, good, you got it. Hold it right there. It's not, I mean, it can be a little bit like that sometimes, but it's not fundamentally that. And so that's not where I invite you to have your primary attention when you're practicing. I mean, the reason even I'm saying, well, it's a little bit that, but not that, is because, see, as you get into any deep meditation practice, there can be, you know, one of the ways it shows up is that we discover ourselves, our consciousness, on a very thin razor's edge. As the traditional metaphor, where like there's a certain way this practice can show up where you become aware of awareness and you realize it's the first time in your life you've not been focused on an object. You realize, oh wow, I'm focused on the subject, I'm focused on the experiencer, and it feels very new and different, and you realize it's incredibly delicate awareness, because in a second you're wanting to find, you're wanting to fixate on that as an experience that's now an object that you can hold on to, and your mind can get back involved. And so you really, oh wow, to not be involved in the mind, to just be aware of awareness with no fixation on any object. This is very subtle, and it's sort of like I can't move a millimeter in consciousness, metaphorically. You know, like I can't, if I move in any direction, I'm creating an object and I'm fixating on it, and now I'm back in the mind. I'm free from the mind, but this is, you know, so it's like a tightrope. So there is that experience that can occur. And therefore, the reason I'm saying is, and that is an experience where you are very aware of it and not it. You're very aware, oh, this is it, and that's not it, and I need to stay with this, but this is very subtle. And okay, so in a case like that, where that's what's happening for you, and you discover this very delicate razor's edge of freedom, inner freedom, well, then a little bit of, let's call it steering, metacognition, meaning, you know, you're aware of what's happening and you're kind of steering your practice to stay on that tightrope. A little bit of that in that moment is totally applicable and valuable and important. So there is a place and a time for sticking, you know, once it's something's been revealed, how to hold that delicate consciousness without falling back into identification and fixation and the mind again. So there's that, there's a place for that. That is part of the practice. But the reason I don't emphasize it primarily is that only applies after something has already been realized and discovered. And at that point, it's self-apparent that you need to do that. With me, meaning when, and I'm sure many of you can relate to this, at some point in meditation, some really subtle consciousness opens up, and you know in that moment exactly what you have to do to stay with it. And it's very subtle and it feels very delicate. And you're like, don't breathe. You almost feel like you can't breathe. You just only breathe really slowly, or you might, you know, it's like a little candle flame is starting to flicker. Don't blow it out. But my point is, it's self-revealing, and what to do is self-apparent, and the steering that's needed to stay on the razor's edge reveals itself to you naturally as a product of awakening in that moment. See, that's very different from, okay, I'm sitting down, I'm going to try to pay attention to awareness. Is this it? Is that it? Am I there yet? How do I know? Oh, I think that might have been awareness, or was that just a state? You know, the mind is in there measuring, weighing, evaluating, trying to determine and control. See, so, and because that's our tendency, that's how we live, you know, the rest, most of us live much of our lives in more of that orientation, right? Trying to predict outcomes, move toward outcomes consciously, deliberately, avoid obstacles, you know, stay in control. That's kind of what we need to do for much of life. That's why I'm saying, you know, generally, broadly in meditation, we leave all that aside and we come to it with a beginner's mind, with an open innocence, and we just try the practice. And we just give ourselves to it as it's described to us, the instruction, and we work with it. And we just keep trying to do it. We just keep giving ourselves to it. We keep trying. And the mode is more of an innocent exploration of consciousness. And then in that, so I just described this certain kind of razor's edge moment encounter that we can have in meditation, but that's not the only way that awareness of awareness shows up, and that's not the only, you know, real meditation or profound meditation or anything else. See, much of the time, especially with this practice of the different ways we're working with noticing the subject, noticing presence, consciousness, awareness, shifting our attention off of things. Practice this last week, pay attention, don't pay attention to anything, which I know a lot of you found kind of a relief after some of the more focused practices. You know, we're just, it can show up in a lot of different ways. And so part of the practice is not knowing whether this is it, this is the right, you know, this is awareness. You know, the moment you're saying, this is awareness, it's probably not. it might have been for a second, but now it's something you're thinking about, holding in your mind, looking at. It's an object again. So this practice requires a real kind of unfocusing, freeing ourselves from tightness and narrowness and fixation and focus, and into kind of spacious, open, fluid, free consciousness, exploring itself. You know, you're doing any of these practices, you might suddenly find, oh, wow, this is different. Some non-local consciousness becomes apparent to you. But you don't want to grab onto it. Oh, this is it. I got it. It'll be gone in a second. It's like, oh, wow, okay. You know, the question pops up, is this it? Is this what we're aiming for? Just don't answer it. Don't get involved. Say, I don't know. I don't need to know. You don't need to know. That's really the point. You don't need to know when you're doing it exactly right or not. How freeing. Just work with it. See what it brings. Different practices will bring different things on different days, and you just keep the exploration going and deepen and deepen.